Welcome to our second ever It's a Show Short.
It's just that, short.
All right, I'm GA,
Sparky here,
and we've got our intern who doesn't like his nickname, Scooby.
So now I'm taking suggestions on the It's a Show Pod Twitter account. Hashtag nickname this guy.
Nickname the intern. Nickname Scoob. Do you have a nickname that other people call you already?
Not really. I kind of have an identity crisis right now.
I thought it was like Swayer or something.
Yeah, it's Sway.
Sway. Like Swayze?
Yeah, sure. You can call me Swayze if you want.
I smell some music coming on. Oh, I've had the time of my life.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that movie, to be honest.
Oh my God, he hasn't seen Dirty Dancing. We've been forced to watch that.
Is that okay? For a brief moment, I confused Dirty Dancing with the movie Ghost.
Oh yeah,
same actor, different situation.
I haven't seen Ghost either, but my wife thinks we have, so I'm just gonna keep that under wraps. Sway, I don't know if I can get behind Sway. Oh, he's depressed. Okay, just like a normal teenager.
On this edition of the It's a Show Short, we're just going to tee up our next special guest we have on the upcoming episode.
I thought we were going to tee up all of our little short things that we're going to do. Like, we're going to play short clips all
yes.
of all. It's a short.
I thought we were also going to promote the upcoming special guest.
Okay, so.
It's a promotion. It's a Show now, Short.
So basically, we're using it to promote next week's full-length episode, which will feature a special guest star, probably our specialist of all so far, an iconic Juno Award winner.
He is a wild party. Had a lot of hair back in the day.
Man, oh man, the hair was awesome. He's had a lot of hits too. Three Junos and countless hits like Go For A Soda.
Yeah, who could forget Patio Lanterns?
Featured once upon a time in an episode of Miami Vice, don't you know? Those patio lanterns, they were the stars in the sky. All We Are, Atlanta Loves Me, and the best album names in the history of rock and roll, okay? So he started with Max Webster back in the day. Then they broke up. He went solo. And his first album was Akimbo A Logo.
That is a crazy title. What does that even mean?
I don't know. We're going to find out next week. Shaken Like a Human Being, 1986. Mm-hmm. In 1989, it was Rockland. And then Oral Fixations in 1992. And perhaps my favorite of all time for Kim Mitchell albums, Kim Osabi, 1999.
I saw this guy for the first time, I want to say about 5 years ago in Lloydminster when I lived there. And I had zero Kim Mitchell education except for Go For A Soda and Patio Lanterns.
Right.
I became an instant fan that night. He just pours on the hits.
Man rocks hard.
He knows how to have a good time.
We featured his drummer, Chris Sutherland, on the very first episode of What the Hell Is This Song About? And we broke down this classic song from the Beatles. Come together right now over me. Next week on What the Hell Is This Song About, Kim Mitchell's going to join us to break down Tom Sawyer. The day's Tom Sawyer, he gets high on you. When the space
he invades, he gets by on you. Looking forward to it by the classic Canadian band Rush.
That's at least our goal. We haven't cleared it with Kim yet.
That's right.
He is an icon and a Juno Award winner, so maybe he'll kibosh that.
He also lost his number in your other pair of pants.
Yeah.
It's 2014. Get with the program. Put that in your phone.
It's on my email on my desk computer, but it didn't translate over to this computer.
You need to sync it up.
The hand computer.
Sync it up.
Or your iPhone or whatever it's called. Okay, so this week on the It's a Show Short, we got a couple of beauties for you. First of all, Jimmy Fallon debuts as the host of the all-new Tonight Show live from NYC. A parade of guest stars that
loved it.
Lady Gaga giving him money. Robert De Niro. Who else was there? There was
people I didn't even know because
Stephen Colbert throws a bucket of pennies on the guy and then takes a selfie with him, and it was gold, all gold. U2 performed on the rooftop. That was magnificent.
And then they did an acoustic song right there, stage side. That was amazing. That blew me away.
The Edge is so cool, man. I always wanted to be The Edge.
He is a rock star.
Nobody rocks a toque like The Edge, man. Seriously.
He is a gold digger. That makes no sense. Oh boy.
At the sound of the bell, we're going to reset. Oh, pressure. I've been taking antibiotics and my stomach is all rumbly. And if I put too much pressure, it's going to be released.
Okay, enough.
It's not that funny, but it's funny, I guess.
Okay, so the clip we're getting to, I think night two, his special guest was Jerry Seinfeld, who went on a classic rant about the Postal Service.
I love how the postal system has this financial, emotional meltdown every 3 to 5 years that their business model from 1630 isn't working anymore. I can't understand how a 21st century information system based on licking, walking, and a random number of pennies is struggling to compete. What is the reason? And so they always send the postmaster general out. He always has to make a big speech about how a tough time that they're having. And he comes out and he's freaked out. He's got rings under the eyes, no shave, pulling all-nighters. We can't do it anymore. We got to go up a penny on the stamps. There's no way around it. We're trying to get some breathing room. The cost and the infrastructure. And we're all like, hey, dude, do whatever you got to do. We don't give a damn. What is a stamp anyway? We don't even know what it costs. 43, 48, make it a buck. You're going to get there. If you have some money left over, buy yourself some pants and a real car. If I could talk to the post office, if I could say to them, if you really want to be helpful to us, just open the letters, read them, and email us what it says. Thank you very much.
I have yet to see that entire episode, but I love Jerry Seinfeld so much.
Me too, man.
That was funny stuff.
He's the best. And also, you know, we just had our little breakdown there. It happened to Seinfeld and Fallon because Fallon does a killer Seinfeld impression.
Oh, really?
And they got into it and it kind of got all wonky and they started laughing at the end. So here's that clip.
You know what my bedtime story was when I was a kid? Yeah. Darkness. That was my bedtime story. That's it.
Go to bed. That's it. Oh, my gosh.
I think you do the best impression of me. You really do. I don't think I go up that high.
You don't, but you come up
You're
with
doing me.
Me
from the 80s.
No, but then you rise to the occasion yeah. when you come out, when I talk to you, and I am you. You start doing that, and you start raising your voice higher when I do you. Yeah.
Okay,
so then I sound like you. I didn't even mean to sound like you there. I just couldn't help it. I'm just such a fan.
All right, enough with Fallon, the Tonight Show. We got to talk about the Olympics. You've been watching wall-to-wall coverage.
I'm loving what Team Canada's putting down. We're actually getting some steam again. We had a little bit of a lull there, but we just won gold in bobsleigh, and it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to the hockey game.
Absolutely, both the women's and the men's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go Canada, go on the ice.
But you got to give the snaps to the home team, Team Russia. They're really, you know, putting on a show for the home fans.
Except for the hockey team.
Oh.
They put on a show all right.
True. Let's talk about that.
I'm not sure if any of them are alive now after Putin got a hold of them after that game. One of the greatest stories was the skating story. And mm-hmm. Plyshenko, he dropped out of competition in the one program because he is very injured. And if you don't believe me, check him out.
What's happening? Just
the fucking clip. Today in warm-up, I did triple lats, and the first triple axel, I step out and I feel something. I didn't feel my legs after the first one. So now I can't skate, of course. You know, I feel sorry for my fans and I feel sorry for everybody. This is end of my career, but I try to make best, you know. I try to skate. Individual skating, but I'm normal people like you, and I'm not robot. So message, I try my best and I try to go to the till the end.
He ain't no robot. I love that part. And you know, classy guy, just like Ovechkin. And he was the only Russian player on the hockey team. I actually stopped to talk to the CBC sportscaster at the end to, you know, like they're blown out of the whole competition.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody after that.
It was brutal, and he was out of breath and everything, but he made time. So that was kind of a classy move. You know, their toilets are shit, but they are nice people, some of those Russians.
Well, there's something there, eh?
Did you catch that story I emailed you about ABBA's outfits from
the
70s?
I did read the story, yeah.
Apparently, there's a method to ABBA's madness with those crazy, outlandish, wild costumes they wore in the 70s.
Because apparently, you can write that off in Sweden as a tax break.
Yeah, and they couldn't if they just had show clothes that were just kind of cool and whatever that they could wear other places, to the club or whatever. No, they had to be so crazy looking, otherwise they couldn't write all that stuff off. And they needed write-offs, let's be honest. They sold billions of records. Look at it. I got some ABBA facts, because if you're just joining, it's a show for the first time. This is a short. This is going to be shorter than normal episode, because next week's full length with special guest star Kim Mitchell.
Yet to be confirmed, by the way.
Worldwide rock icon. I'm keep checking my email to make sure he's calling back. It's 503. Oh, no.
Don't panic.
I'm panicking.
He's a rock star. He's got the iPads.
He's got a radio day job, too. Like, he's a radio guy.
Well, 7 o'clock there, so he should be off. Yeah? No? I don't know.
So back to ABBA. And we discovered early on, and it's a show, when we play ABBA, we get spikes on our analytics, right? A lot of people loved ABBA. So we got it on the header on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. which I'm not entirely happy with. I just threw it up there because I don't know what I'm doing.
I thought about changing it, but
could
I
you change
know.
It? You
I can change it.
I
have
change
permission?
Your brains Excellent. Out. Anyway, I dug up some ABBA facts so we can play an ABBA song on the short here, or a piece of one anyway. 1974, the Victory Tour. ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest in England with Waterloo. Our favorite song, Waterloo. This was the beginning of the greatest career in Swedish pop music history. The Waterloo LP was released in England and America after many TV appearances. Dateline 2 years later, 1976. The ABBA version of Fernando from Frida's Swedish LP sold better than any other ABBA single before it. An ABBA TV show in Australia had more viewers than the first landing on the moon.
Rock stars.
Your bell privileges are...
See, it runs in the family. That's good stuff right there.
We lost a good intern there. One small step for it's a show. June 18th, they performed Dancing Queen on TV the evening before the royal wedding in Sweden. The single went to number one in America, and the Arrival album broke all advance order records. So there you go. A couple of facts about the world-famous iconic ABBA that we love. We got to keep this to ourselves because Kim Mitchell might hear this, and he might think less of us if we tell him about our fixation with ABBA.
They're kind of a big deal.
And they are kind of a big deal.
You lost his number, so he might not even want to talk to us, period.
All right, Sutherland. I got Sutherland on the direct message on Facebook, so I'm going to get to him. Say, send me Mitchell's number ASAP.
All right.
So while we wait, here's some lovely music.
Looks like
we have
lady.
His number, right? Do you have let's phone Sutherland. Let's just dial him up.
And I'm the kind of person who clears my call logs on a regular basis.
You should write this shit down though when there's celebrity numbers, because now it's gone.
Thought you had it under control. Well,
yeah, do you have
I learned nothing?
Kim's no. Oh, Jim. Who's Jim? Kim's number.
You know who's very chatty is my building manager. She'll talk for hours.
Really? She nice? You She's don't like chatty.
An old lady. Typical.
What did you talk about? The weather, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, there's taxes. The common weather talk. Have you started taxes? It's tax season.
Oh, shit, man. You know, I saw Dwayne Steele talking about it on Facebook, and he's going to be a guest on the show coming up. I'm going, taxes, like, why is he posting pictures from me last year with taxes? Oh, it's a freaking year has gone by, and I got to do taxes again. I just finished that nightmare.
This is the worst time of the year because winter starts to go away, at least you think, until it snows today. So the weather doesn't know what it's doing. Tax season, you may or may not owe money to the government. But something that I'm trying this year, only because I saw the commercial on TV, is H&R Block. Apparently, you could file for free using H&R's program online. So I checked it out, and I've started. And apparently, the rule is you got to do it before, I think, the end of March.
Okay.
And you only get one return to file for free using their program.
So my daughter, for example, could do that.
Yeah.
And then they take their fee off of the refund?
I don't know what the catch is. It can't be completely free.
Can't be free.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's something.
They got a lot of people
sketch.
In cubicles to feed right? All over North America.
And they started popping up like a bad
seed. Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. It's like gophers in Saskatchewan. So,
who knows? I've owed money in the last couple of years, and I'm not sure why.
You got a bad accountant. You got to get an accountant.
I don't have any.
I'll give you my accountant guy. And I'll tell you what, for you, it'll be cheap. For me, it's been creeping up over the years.
Well, you've got
all of a sudden
T23s and T32s and F360s.
T5s is what I need to deal with all the pain.
Moved five times in the last year.
Just a bulletin from my local radio station here. At least one case of the measles has been confirmed here. Officials with Alberta Health Services say two additional probable cases are also known at this time in the central zone. That sounds like a space age movie. The extremely contagious disease spread easily through the air.
No.
There is no treatment, but it can be prevented through immunization. People in certain locations may have been exposed to the disease during the first weekend of February, and those known locations are here,
there,
and everywhere around us.
This is why I don't leave the house. You cannot leave your
shopping
home,
centers, Costco's.
No.
Oh, no. Like, what does it mean? What happened? Do we go sterile if we get this now or what? We're old people.
What is it?
It doesn't matter for me.
Yeah. Oh, the intern's back.
Oh, hi.
Hey there. Hey now.
I've returned.
Oh, no. Chris Sutherland, dude.
He's pretending he doesn't know you now.
If we stiff Kim Mitchell, this is going to be another Ray McGuire situation. He's not going to return our call. It's time, while we're stalling, to find out what we're doing next. Check out my wind. Put on the headphones, man. Learn something.
It was a long weekend. I took out my CDs. I arranged them via genre. And here's the leftovers, so we can do some contest giveaways.
That is freaking exciting. Okay, cool. The only problem is the postal. We got to go with postal. So if I put in 20 and you put in 20, will that cover?
We'll find ways.
Because like Jerry Seinfeld said earlier, the price is going through the roof.
It'll be snail mail. It'll get there in 2 months.
Yeah, that's fine.
Flat rate. So no bubble wrap.
Jimmy Rankin, who is one of Canada's best. This guy's a rock star,
Edge
too.
Edge of Glory. Got the Michelle Wright.
Yep.
That one.
Do Right by Me. Old school. Kicking it old school. This one has a song by Andy Kim on here. Rock Me Gently.
Rock Me Gently, Rock
Andy
Me Slowly.
Andy Kim, I got to talk to Kim Mitchell about Andy Kim, the other Kim, because he was one of the best interviews I've ever done in my life.
Remember when Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn tried to go solo? He tried.
Yeah.
That didn't he fell flat. Off. The album's not that bad.
That's a collector's item then.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Singer in a Cowboy Band is track one. That's maybe why things didn't go so well.
This Billy Ray Cyrus album is before the part two rap. Situation.
Oh, yeah, before twerking, before everything.
That's right. So that's...
See, again, freaked out by the left-handed guitar. It just disturbs me the way that looks. I don't know why.
Classic Brad Paisley, This is Country Music.
This is country music.
A tribute album to Loretta Lynn.
Look at that eyebrow old Brad's got there. That could kill a man, that sucker. That's coming out sharp. Matches the berms, though.
If you're a country fan of Blake Shelton, got the best of...
Loaded. The best of Blake Shelton, who, of course, is on... The Voice.
The Voice.
Hey, the band Perry's going to be a mentor on that show.
I saw the headlines. Well,
it was already or no?
No. I don't watch
it.
It hasn't started yet. No, it's coming. Got the hits, got the Grammy nominees, got Michael Bublé, got Kelly Clarkson, and Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20, which one?
That one.
Oh, that's North. A good one. Yeah, I have this one.
So.
She's So Mean is cool. Can we play She's So Mean? I love that song.
Because she's an uptown, get around, anything goes again. A hardcore candy store. Give me some more, girl. Girl, she's got a wicked sense of humor. Can't believe what she says. She drinks Bacardi in the morning till it goes to her head. And all you want is just to hold her, but she don't go for that. She has a hard time.
That one rocks. Okay, so Oh Shit Was It Tonight was the last words we heard from Kim Mitchell, Juno Award winner. And then I said...
We can reschedule.
So shouldn't my reply show up there? Because my
did you send the email? Do we need to?
What I did send it, didn't I? I wrote it down.
No, you won't get. No, no. The reply won't show up in his
until he replies. These damn things are so complicated these days. Why don't we do the contest and give away CDs, award CDs for some new nicknames for intern
Sway Scoob.
Scooby Sway.
Scooby Sway?
Yeah.
So send us your best suggestion.
No profanity, please. He's a young, aspiring broadcaster.
Right. Up and comer.
I don't know what he wants to do, to be honest with you.
Submit your suggestions on Facebook and Twitter. We'll pick the best and give that person some stuff.
A word about the Facebook quickly.
Yes.
You have to type out the freaking word podcast. It's a show podcast. Otherwise, it doesn't come up, man.
Yeah.
And I'm on that browser all the time. All the time. I'm using Mozilla Firefox like the cool kids now. So maybe that's the problem. It doesn't retain my cookie.
The cool kids 10 years ago?
Oh, no.
Pardon moi? Well, what do you use? Google Chrome?
Yeah, the good one.
You're all about the Chrome.
I'm cool. I'm about the Chrome.
So
Chrome
what makes
everywhere.
Chrome better than Mozilla Firefox? Mozilla. That sounds like Godzilla. That sounds like the biggest thing that you can do. Mozilla Firefox.
Google Chrome.
That's the coolest name ever.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ It's a Show Podcast. Always has, always will be. Where have you been?
You know, because I started typing It's Ash, and then you get It's Shit Show. It's like all the shows about It's. And then it just makes me angry every time that happens. I don't know why. Why can't it save the cookies? Is Mozilla doesn't save cookies?
Where are you searching? From undisclosed location or from the privacy of your home?
My office area.
That's so Big Brother. Big Brother could be watching
Big Brother
you.
Could be shutting me out. But it's on the Facebook. Facebook is my property. It's fenced.
He's so confused. I think he needs a father-son situation tutorial. Don't worry. Every time I go home to my dad, I got to give him a lesson about technology.
You're not Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I don't have his money. That's for sure. Oh, you don't like the bell.
No, I don't like the bell.
Look at you in the bell. Don't you look handsome? Just don't look in a real mirror. That's all.
Quick Twitter shout-outs to the following friends, including Murph's Pub RD, who tweeted us the other day. Those guys are gold. I found out, though, that Murph's is not a girl. The Twitter person, not a girl. It's a dude.
We were misled.
I know.
See, that was too funny to be a girl. No offense, girls. Unless you're Tina Fey. Like, seriously, that's funny stuff. So, can we get the guy on?
I'm sure we could.
Do you know the guy?
I don't know the guy.
That'd be interesting to find out who Murph's Twitter guy is.
We'll have to do maybe one of these at the place there over some beverages.
We did that already.
Also, shout out to TJ Tyler James. We've got...
Yo, Ty.
Carrie Atkins followed us recently.
She's from Mexico. She's cool.
Hola,
she's cool
señorita.
And she has a houseboy. This chick is set up, right?
A houseboy.
Yeah, because one of our mutual friends... Yeah, one of our mutual friends has gone down there to see their palace in Kahuna or whatever it's called. It's called Casa Pergola Los Lobos. What is that place? What's the island? Cozumel.
Ooh.
Cozumel. They got a rooftop patio and everything. And this Carrie Taylor Atkins, I think she's one of those
tweeters.
Bloggers? She spams people from home from her laptop and makes millions.
That's the life. She has
their own place. And then she has this houseboy Matt. And Matt is like as talented of a drummer as Chris Sutherland.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Matt knows we're all... He'd be a good guest. That'll drive Carrie nuts because she wants to... I can feel it.
And that's all the time we have for this It's a Show short because it's...
Short.
Short, and it's Wednesday. You know what that means. If you're 18 and older, you get wings for cheap.
Woohoo! We're going to end with some iconic Kim Mitchell music right after these brief words from our Russian friend, Mr. Plushenko.
Today in warm up, I did triple lats, and the first triple axel, I step out and I feel something. I didn't feel my legs after the first one. So now I can't skate, of course. You know, I feel sorry for my fans and I feel sorry for everybody. This is end of my career, but I try to make best, you know, I try to skate. Individual skating, but I'm normal people like you, and I'm not robot. So message, I try my best and I try to go to the till the end.
Going on and on, rapid fire, like a machine gun of awesomeness.